Audiences usually attend community orchestra concerts because they have friends who are playing, not because they're looking for a profound musical experience. But according to classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra and its conductor Benjamin Zander are exceptions to the rule. Lloyd has a review of their first recording.
For over a decade, Benjamin Zander and the Boston Philharmonic have been giving some of the most thrilling performances of the orchestral repertory I've ever heard. Though there are a number of superb professionals playing, the extraordinary spirit of this group surely comes from the amateur players who are the heart of it. They rehearse every week, usually beginning months before a concert. And since Zander is a profound and probing musician, the players are not just learning the notes, but coming to a deep understanding of the music. Their interpretations put some world-class outfits to shame. Zander, in fact, has been a leader in the movement to restore the original tempos to classical music where metronome markings exist. Beethoven's unusually fast tempo markings, for example, were ignored for nearly 150 years. Zander's research has influenced such celebrated musicians as Roger Norrington. Last year, Zander and the Philharmonic went to work on something a little more recent, Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. A musical friend of Zander's told him that there was a piano roll of the Rite of Spring that was made in the early 20s and supervised by Stravinsky himself. The shock was that the last section, the powerful Danse Sacrale, was almost twice as fast as it's played now. Even Stravinsky's own stereo recording takes this music much more slowly. Perhaps even he had decided that his original tempo was faster than it was humanly possible to play. But Zander found the faster tempo convincing and wanted to try it in live performance. It was a stunning achievement. So many orchestras make this score sound effortless and slick. Zander restored its primeval power, and the high-speed finale was breathtaking. Now that live performance has been brilliantly transferred to compact disc. The Boston Philharmonic certainly rises to Stravinsky's technical demands. But for me, the mysterious slow sections and an overall sense of continuity are at least as crucial to a truly great performance of Stravinsky's masterpiece as the exciting fast parts. And in these matters, Zander is even more impressive. An added bonus is the inclusion for the first time on disc of the original piano roll. It was recorded at London's Dulwich College last year and performed by Rex Lawson. He's using a 1912 Aeolian push-up pianola attached to a Bösendorfer Imperial Concert Grand.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, performed by Benjamin Zander and the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra on the British IMP Masters label. I'm Marty Moscowane, and this is Fresh Air.